I gather something's happening there in Baghdad at the convention center.
There were a group of about 200 demonstrators that were in front demanding, among other things, release of various sheikhs who have been in prison in recent weeks and demanding to see a gentleman named Mr. Frawley. No one is quite sure who Mr. Frawley is, but they were quite adamant that they wanted to see him. And the group started walking towards the convention center. They came up to the checkpoint, which leads into the entrance of the convention center. The guards had to push them back and tell them to stay back. And at the same time, they were told that there was a bomb threat inside the convention center. The convention center is, of course, where the journalists gather to do all the press conferences, and this was a site of a grenade attack not too long ago. So there's already been heightened security, but this latest threat is, I'm sure, is going to heighten the security even more here.
Alicia, I understand there was another casualty suffered by the American forces there.
The soldier is identified as being part of the 1st Armored Division. He was standing guard in front of a bank this morning. He came under small arms, rocket-propelled grenade attack, and he was wounded at the site. He was medevaced out into a military medical facility where he was pronounced dead.
Alicia Rue in Baghdad, thank you very much. This is David Weber in London.